Hello there and welcome to another episode of the Business Today podcast where we get you all the big stories from the world of business. I'm Rashi. First up, vaccine news is big news. Three COVID-19 vaccine candidates developed by Bharat Biotech, Serum Institute of India and Pfizer are under active consideration by India's drug regulator, and there is hope that getting an early license might be possible for them. Over the last 4 days, the Indian arm of US pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, Pune-based SII and Hyderabad-based Bharat Biotech have applied to the Drugs Controller General of India, seeking emergency use authorization for their potential COVID-19 vaccines. Moving on to startups, India has witnessed $38 billion US dollar investments in tech companies during the past 6 months when the whole world was reeling under COVID-19 pandemic, Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant has said. He was speaking at a session of the three-day Thai Global Summit being held virtually. He added that the Indian startup ecosystem witnessed launch of more than 55,000 startups, which had raised over $60 billion US dollars in funding in the last 5 years. India is currently home to about 34 unicorns and 52 sunicorns, or soon-to-be unicorns, with a potential to become unicorns by 2022. Pandemic or no pandemic, India's EV ambitions cannot be curtailed. Should India achieve its 2030 electric vehicle ambition and targets, it would present a market opportunity worth nearly $206 billion in the course of this decade, says an independent study released yesterday. But according to the study, India needs over $180 billion in vehicle production and charging infrastructure until 2030 to meet its EV ambitions. This needs some pondering over. Some news to make India proud. Indian origin global health expert Anil Soni has been appointed as the first chief executive officer of the newly established WHO Foundation. The WHO Foundation will work alongside the World Health Organization to tackle the most pressing health challenges around the world. Soni will take up the role of the WHO Foundation's first CEO on January 1, 2021. One voice during the pandemic that has made itself heard above the din is that of Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. Bill Gates has praised India for digital payments policies at the Singapore FinTech Festival on Tuesday. The billionaire said that India has built an ambitious platform for digital payments, including a system for sending rupees between any bank or smartphone app. Gates said such advancements in financial innovations have drastically reduced the cost and friction of distributing aid to the poor, especially during the pandemic. He has termed India a great example. Mount Everest, the highest mountain above sea level on Earth, has seen a revision in its height, which makes it even higher than before. The joint announcement by China and Nepal, who had previously disagreed on the actual height of the peak, came on Tuesday. Interestingly, both nations agreed on one point, in that they had pegged the height of Mount Everest to be higher than the past recorded measurements. According to the new figures, the tip of the world's tallest peak is now 29,031 feet above sea level. And on that high note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.